Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeo and this is Sokala Duma Radio. So, have Bidvest Verts given it over to Mamelodi Sundowns? That is the title of being the Absa Premiership champions. Have they handed it over to Sundowns or Pirates or anyone else that's still in the running? Should we consider them out of the running as yet? Well, we have Gift Mutupa on the line. He's the striker, their top goal scorer, will tell us more about why have they dipped in form and whether or not they are still in this title race. So, welcome to The Big Interview. Enjoy this conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I think that we lost a level of concentration in some moments on some games, but I don't think it's because of we totally played poor. No, because we've been doing well. Even Championship game, we scored 2 goals first half, then Championship came second half and scored 3 goals. Amazuli, uptime, we went to uptime, mainly, then they came and scored on the second half. I think it's because of a lack of concentration when the time goes on. But we are trying to work on that, on the training session, so that if we lead, we must maintain. If we still need to score goals, like if we are 0-0, we still need to stay disciplined and not lose concentration and focus at a certain time.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not a very nice dressing room to be in, considering that Gavin Hunt knows how to win the league and he will feel that you guys let it slide. There was a point this season where you were around 7 points on top of the table, 6 points, and you had matches where if you win this one, for example, the game against Polokwane, that Jabo Maluleka scored a free kick, a great free kick. If you had won that game, you would have been 10 points ahead of everyone. You know, someone, you are saying lapse in concentration. Someone could just simply say that you guys have given it away.
Yeah, obviously, when you lose focus, then the other opponent will take opportunity out of it. So we've given it away, but it's not over now. We still have a chance and opportunity. Mm. Then still redeem ourselves. Still 7 games to go. Anything can happen in those 7 games. So yeah, we just have to focus and keep working, and the rest will follow.
Yeah, I'm interested in that as well. The mindset, what is it now? And you're confirming. So Bidvest Verts players still believe that they can still win the league?
Yes, we still believe. We spoke as guys and said, guys, you know what, we cannot change the situation, but we can turn it around. So what has happened, we just have to forget about it and focus on our next game, as I said, and the rest that are remaining. So we just have to work hard and make sure that we collect as many points as possible.
Yeah, and of course, it's not going to be easy because in the next few games, you'll play Orlando Pirates and you've also played Cape Town City. You've played Mamelodi Sundowns. It's been a tough round of fixtures for you and it won't get any easier because there's also in the horizon other titles contenders in SuperSport United. Let's talk a little bit about those fixtures. It's going to be really, very tough for you.
I think we've got the squad that can match any team in the PSM, and it has proven that.
Absolutely.
Along the season. So we are capable of doing anything at any time. We just have to get ourselves right where we know we can do it. And I believe with the kind of players, coach, everybody at Bidvest, we can still do it.
Yeah, and being in the dressing room with Gavin Hunt, especially in these past few days, you lost to Cape Town City, you were leading 2-0, and then Cape Town City came back and they defeated you. And as you said, you were 0-0 at halftime against AmaZulu, you were defeated 2-0. You know, how is it being in the dressing room with that guy, a serial winner? What is he saying to you guys? What is his mood now?
He keeps on motivating us to say, guys, now we are leading. We have to be disciplined. We have to be more focused because it's second half. They're going to come at us. So that's something. And sometimes, like, the goal that they score against us, I can say it's a goal that we give away. So it's an easy goal in a way, so that the opponents don't work much for it, for those goals that they scored. But we're working on towards that so that we can be better defending and attacking as well.
Yeah. And of course, one of the biggest criticisms about Bidvest is that you were not in Africa. And this is one of the reasons why, if anyone was asking me at that time which team is going to win the league, I said Wits, because you were not in Africa. You were not in any of the knockout competitions. It didn't look like you were taking anything else seriously except for the league. So you were in an advantageous position. Someone will say that you squandered that opportunity.
Yeah, I can agree, but as I said, it's not yet over. We still have an opportunity to come back. It's just up to us to work and focus. That's all, because we've got the quality to do that.
For sure. And also about your personal form. I mean, the manner in which we are having this conversation now, it has a tinge and tone of disappointment. But last season, you were one of Baroka's top goal scorers. You were the top goal scorer at Baroka. At some point, you were the top goal scorer in the league with around 8-9 goals. This season, again this season, you are doing really, really well. Although 8 goals is not too good, but as an attacking midfielder, sometimes you are played as a wide winger, sometimes you are played as a striker, sometimes you are played. What is your best position, and why are you finding this vein of form back to back?
Number one, I can say it's been focused and consistent this way. As a player, you need to be consistent. You don't need to perform this season, and next season you no longer hear about your name anymore. So I told myself that I've learned this thing from some players, that they perform this season, as if they disappear. It's because of most of them, because I'm a player, I know what's happening around our industry. It's because of most, we lose focus. We lose focus. We think, I this season as well, then I need to take it easy. Mm. And with myself, it's not the case. I tell myself that I need to be better and get better each and every game I play, each and every time I'm given the opportunity, so that I can go to another level. You know, the more I score, the more I do well for my team, is the more the team have more chance to achieve something, of which that's our purpose as players. When I'm going to join Bidvest is to help the team to win the trophies.
And of course, one of the most inexplicable things happened in January. I was baffled, and I even spoke to SuperSport United, and I was like, how did you pull this off? Because Mxolisi Macupu was one of the best players at Bidvest Wits, with goals and assists, and he was one of the reasons why you guys were at the top of the table. And all of a sudden, he snapped up. Bidvest Wits get Fagrila K, Macupu goes to SuperSport United. Surely that affected you. Negatively.
We were shocked, in fact, as players. But I don't have answers for that. What I can say is that we were shocked. We were shocked about this move, but I don't know what happened. I don't know anything about it. I just heard, that he went to SuperSport. So that we were shocked as players as well, because he was playing a very big role in our team. But yeah, that's football for you.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the position that you are in, that it's very difficult to comment about your teammate, but would you also say that it was a contributing factor to you guys losing form, because you needed an important player like him? Because he's scoring now at SuperSport.
No, I cannot say that, because I'll be wrong. Because it's not all about one player, it's about the team. So one player cannot affect the whole 11 men. You understand? Because I can say, for him to be in the team, we needed gate. But it's not about one player. It's not about gift. It's about Bidvest. The 11 players that they took them, they have to make sure that they do the job. If they don't do the job, then it doesn't have to go to one person. Hey, no, this one is the reason that we're not doing well, or this one is the reason. We don't need to pinpoint, but it's about the team. Then we have to sort whatever is happening in our team, so that we get better as a team. It's not about the individual.
Another big topic of discussion has been about players who've played in the junior national teams. You were an under 20, under 23 player. I loved you there and really, really appreciated your contributions there at the World Cup, at the AFCON, in the junior national teams. Then you look at Bafana Bafana squad. You are scoring in the ABSA Premiership and you don't see yourself. What's your reaction to that? What do you need to do in order to be at the Bafana Bafana squad?
I don't know what to do, because saying I'm scoring then and I'm doing well for my team, stuff like that. Mm. So, but I'm not in the national team and I've played national team, junior level, stuff like that. And I was scoring as well in the...
Absolutely. In the Olympics, in the AFCON.
There's no tournament. There's no tournament that I didn't score for the under 23. I've scored all the tournament I played in the under 23, all of them, including Rio. So that's what I'm saying. It's difficult for me to answer that one.
But do you harbor any hopes then? Or have you given up? Or you have any glimmer of hope that, okay, maybe one day it will happen. Maybe not now, but maybe one day it will happen.
No, I don't give up. I don't give up. I just believe that maybe the right time will come for me to get opportunity again in the senior national team. I'm wishing our country the best of luck for the last game of AFCON. I wish we can win it so that we qualify for AFCON.
Should we still expect a hat-trick from you now that Moape Musonde has scored the first one this season? Are you competing for the Golden Boot? Do you think you're competing for the Golden Boot?
I'm on my lane. I don't get to what other players are doing. And what they are doing, it doesn't affect me. And I'm happy when our players in the country are scoring goals, because it has been we've been struggling to score goals in our league for some years now. So myself, I would love to score hat-trick, if not hat-trick, even for goals per game. And I would love to score that. If I'll score 3 or 4 goals in one game, that will make me happy, because it's very rare for our players in the country to score 3 goals. And I would like to congratulate Musonda scoring a hat-trick. I think it's the first hat-trick since the league started.
Yeah, this season is the first one. It's the first one in 2 seasons.
Yeah, the first one. Yes. Because it's difficult. But, I would love to score the hat-trick as well.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, this is finally my last one. And I really appreciate you speaking to us. You talked about the next step. You've played for Pirates, you've played for Chipa, you've playing for Bidvest, you've played for 2 teams that are genuine title contenders, Pirates and Bidvest. So it doesn't get bigger than that. The next level for you is what now? Is it Sundowns? Is it overseas? What's the next level for you?
I like to go to overseas to experience new things. I would love to experience new things. New tactics, new style of play, new food, new language, everything you do. I would love to experience it.
You have the sufficient talent. I want 15 goals from you, or even 20 goals, but you do have the sufficient talent. It would be nice to see 20 goals from you, but I'm sure in the next few years you will get that move. Gift, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us.
I promise you, I won't retire without reaching those goals.
20 goals in one season.
In one season, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man, for speaking to us. I really appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, thank you very much, man, for being with us and listening to the big interview. It's getting more interesting by every game week. Now, if you want to read some interviews with other players, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper. It's only R3.90 out every Wednesday. You can get yourself a copy and see other interviews with other players. In this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper, you can get Itumeleng Khune's brother, Lucky Khune, find out what happened to him. Remember, he scored a goal on debut against Orlando Pirates for Kaizer Chiefs. And then from that point point onwards, his career went a little bit downward. So he spoke to Biva Nazo about that moment and a lot of other things as well. So you get yourself a copy for only R3.90. And also stay in touch with us on Sokala Duma on Facebook and on Twitter, where we'll give you questions about the fan reaction show and you can participate in these shows. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.